Helen Shield with Your Afternoon on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
It's one thing I will give all this drama around Will Smith and Chris Rock. There are probably millions of people who are hearing about alopecia for the first time in their lives. And while we're here, is it really so remarkable for a woman to have a shaved head anyway? Especially a woman of African heritage. Chelsea Demain is the I Am Hair owner and hairdresser. I guess, spoiler alert, Chelsea, it's not that remarkable, is it?
No. I think it's quite interesting. On the surface, this whole incident seemed quite superficial. And, you know, the subject matter being hair or lack of hair. But when we look deeper into it, there is a lot of sensitivity culturally around women of colour shaving their heads, and a lot of other scenarios in a person's life where they, you know, decide to or end up being bald. So, yeah, it's quite interesting, I think, how it's really brought some light to the whole situation, and alopecia, you know, being an understood term now in society. We've had so many different clients come through to us, and we promote a gender neutral salon. So we have people that are maybe transitioning, they're wanting to reclaim their identity. We have people that are going through cancer treatments that have unavoidably lost their hair. And we've also got, you know, quite a few clients that do have different forms of alopecia.
There's so much that can be interconnected with your hair, isn't there?
There really is. And I think I love a good comedian, a good stand-up comedian. But, yeah, there, I guess, needs to be a little bit more sensitivity sometimes around topics like this, especially when you don't know a person's personal history. And I think society does still judge a woman's choice, especially a woman's of colour's choice on what they do with their hair. And I feel like in this time in our life and where the world's at, it's time to move on from that.
Hmm. Were you surprised that Chris Rock was that tactless?
I was. I was surprised at both reactions. I think, you know, it was on both ends of the spectrum, but I'd be really interested to see what, you know, Jada had to say about it all, because we're sort of getting a lot of, you know, each of Chris and Will Smith's side of the story. But, yeah, I think as the person who was made the subject of this, you know, supposed humour, and, you know, also the side of it of her partner reacting that way, it'd be really interesting to hear.
As far as timing for you, have you just been listening to an audio book getting right into hair?
Yeah. So it's an audio book called Hair Story, and it's about the whole history of black people and their hair over the years, especially with slavery in the States, and how you know, the slaves had to like wear head scarves and shave their heads, and they got forms of alopecia from either shaving, having a headscarf on their head at all times. And they really lost a sense of their identity at that point in time. But it's really great how, you know, when they started to get their freedoms back again, they were able to reclaim their identity in different ways through their hair. And some people chose to continue to shave their heads as a way of not having to conform to what society says we have to wear, and afros and things like that were all really political hair statements that, yeah, have caused so much controversy over the years. It's really interesting.
Thinking about icons with shaved heads through the years, like Grace Jones is probably the first one to my mind.
Definitely.
Who else has been great? Oh, Sinead O'Connor. That was iconic.
Yep, definitely. There's quite a lot, you know, of people of all colours decide to do it. We had one of our team members at the salon last the year before last year, she had breast cancer, so she lost her hair, and one of our team members shaved her head in support. So, you know, that was a really beautiful gesture. And, you know, it means so much to different people why they do it, but a lot of the time there's usually a big reason behind it. And I think if people are aware of that and know that they can offer support in different ways, or maybe just being a little bit more sensitive, that'd be great. This whole situation with Will as well, and Chris Rock actually brought out a movie, a documentary a few years back called Good Hair, and it was amazing. It was actually highlighting their whole hair industry, and especially for women of colour, and how a lot of it is geared towards, you know, making women feel like they have to repress what they naturally have.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of hair straightening products, which actually can cause a lot of fallout of hair, funnily enough, were taken off the market because they were filled with formaldehyde, which is a cancer-causing toxic chemical.
Yeah.
So this was something that he was a really big advocate for a few years back. So, yeah, it's really a great documentary to watch and just see exactly, you know, a lot of the sensitivities that are around it, and also what mainstream industry can, I guess, do to manipulate the situation of what hair should naturally be.
Did you say Chris Rock hosted that?
Yeah, yep. He sure did, which it hasn't been brought out. I haven't sort of read that anywhere, but I have seen it myself and thought it was quite a interesting little contradiction there.
So it might have just been a misguided compliment.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Thank you so much. Chelsea Demain, I Am Hair owner and hairdresser.